From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. The Crescent City has spoken. Ray Nagin has been reelected as mayor of New Orleans. Over the weekend, tens of thousands of residents cast ballots. Many displaced voters traveled hundreds of miles to do so. Polling leading up to the election showed Nagin and Lieutenant Governor Mitch Landrieu in a statistical dead heat. But in the end, Nagin managed to pull ahead. On Friday, we spoke with NPR political editor Ken Rudin about the high-stakes race. Today, he's back to talk about the outcome. Welcome, Ken.
Thank you, Ed.
Ken, I must tell you, even though we talked about a statistical dead heat, most people I spoke to on Saturday evening were genuinely surprised that Nagin won. Were you?
I wasn't genuinely surprised. I was stunned. I really think that all the odds were stacked against him. But everything, actually, I saw a Tulane University poll earlier in the week that had Nagin down by 10 points. He was vastly outspent by Mitch Landrieu. His constituency has been displaced, as everybody knows, since Katrina. And Landrieu had that family name, that reputation of attracting a coalition of white and black voters. And given the reviews that Nagin had since Katrina, I thought it was a slam dunk, may have been too strong of a word, but I really thought that Nagin's chances were pretty slim.
Nagin won with just over 52%. What does that number say, if anything? Do we still see a very divided city?
Well, it is a divided city, and any time we've ever, in the history of black candidates versus white candidates, we do see history. But unlike the time when Harold Washington won in Chicago, or David Dinkins won in New York, Doug Wilder won in Virginia, it was an ugly, ugly race, and somehow this was not an ugly race. Plus the fact that Nagin seemed, since the April 22nd primary, Nagin seemed to pick up in support. He was relaxed in the debates. He was often funny, whereas Landrieu seemed scripted, and basically he mailed in the election, whereas Nagin fought for every vote, and he won it. He won it 52%, and it was people say he only won with 52%, given that he's an incumbent, but given the fact that his chances were written off several weeks ago, even a week ago, it was a big, big victory.
We should note, Ken, the initial term that Nagin won, he won with the backing, very much so, of the business community. He had lost some of that. Now there's question as to whether or not, as you mentioned, in the waning days of the campaign, he's starting to draw these people back. Big business is going to be a part of New Orleans. Do you believe that he's won that group back?
Well, no. Of course, when he got big business support 4 years ago, he was running. Nagin was running against another African American candidate. So, big business. It's not that they decided to throw their lot with black candidates. But having said that, I think President Bush has really been a good ally of Nagin, even though Nagin is not close with Blanco and the administration in Baton Rouge, the Louisiana governor. But I think that appeal from Nagin said, "Look, I was tested. I came through, and we need to rebuild this city, black and white, rural and urban and conservative, liberal. It's one city. We're not black and white and Creole and all those things." So I kind of think that here's the problem, of course. One day after he takes office for a second term starts the hurricane season. Another devastation, which is not ruled out. You wonder what's going to happen to the city.
That, of course, no matter who won that seat, was going to be the biggest hurdle to face immediately. NPR political editor Ken Rudin. Ken, thanks so much.
Ed, thank you.